I wandered lonely as a cloud till I came upon this dirty street. I've never seen a stranger crowd. Slubberdegullions on squeaky feet, continually pacing with nonchalant embracing, each orifice disgracing, and one facing me moves to say, "Hellay." His skin's all covered in slimy lumps, with lips that slide across each chin. His twisted limbs, like rubber stumps, are waved in welcome, say, "Please join in." My grip must be flipping, 'cause his handshake keeps slipping, my hopes keep on dipping, and his lips keep on smiling all the time. "We like you have tasted love. Don't be alarmed at what you see. You yourself are just the same as what you see in me." Me? Like you? Like that? "You better watch it, son. Your sentence has only just begun. You better run and join your brother John. You're in the colony of Slippermen. There's no who, why, what, or when. You get out if you've got the gripe to see Dr. Diaper, reformed sniper. He'll whip off your windscreen wiper. John and I are able to face the doctor and his marble table." He said, "Understand, Ryle, it's the end of your tale. Don't delay, Dr. Dick. I watch his countdown timer tick." He places a number into a tube. It's a yellow plastic shooby-doob. It says, "Though your fingers may tickle, you'll be safe in our pickle." Suddenly, black cloud comes down from the sky. It's a supersized blackbird that sure can fly. The raven brings on darkness and night. He flies right down, gives me one hell of a fright. He takes the tube right out of my hands. Man, I've got to find out where that blackbird lands. "Look here, John, I've got to run. I need you now. You going to come?" He says to me, "Now can't you see? Where the raven flies, there's jeopardy. We've been cured on the couch. Now you're sick with your grouch. I'll not risk my honey pouch, which my slouch will wear slung very low." He walks away and leaves me once again. Even though I never learn, I'd hope he'd show just some concern. I'm in agony of slipper pain. I pray my undercarriage will sustain. The chase is on, the pace is hot, but I'm running so very hard with everything I've got. He leads me down an underpass. Though it narrows, he still flies very fast. When the tunnel stops, I catch sight of the tube just as it drops. I'm on top of a bank, too steep to climb. I see it hit the water just in time to watch it float away.